So good afternoon, everyone. I like to start out with comedy. And apparently my job description did change as an emerging leader in maternal and child health, and Dr. Wisdom required me to have more children. So I'm going to be the expert before it's all said and done. But my section of this work that I'm focusing on in this presentation is about translating place, meaning how providers interact with the women and children that are affected by these conditions of social determinants of health. So, and I have no disclosures to share, but lots of conflicts, like Dr. Wisdom said. So I'll go through how we actually implemented this healthcare equity training, the different components of it, and some of the evaluation findings that we had and how it's being used to build the bridges between all these public programs and some private healthcare type of programs, our traditional healthcare streams. So what we set out to do was to educate healthcare professionals on equity, healthcare equity specifically, and there was a model through Henry Ford Health System. That was a 3-year campaign that was very successful that we based this programming on. We modified it so that it was very specific to maternal and child health, and we added a few features to make it more relevant for the population we're trying to work with. And because of those partnerships that we described at the very beginning, we wanted to work with the Michigan Public Health Training Center, and Phoebe's here, I'm so glad, to share with us, because we wanted it to be neutral. We didn't want it to be in the community as Henry Ford's model, but just as a good model with a great reputation backed up by the University of Michigan School of Public Health. So this is actually the cover of the training binder. It's called Solve the Safety Net for Women and Children, Reducing Infant Mortality in Southeast Michigan Through Equitable Care. And our three training objectives are to increase folks' awareness about even the definitions of disparities, health disparities versus healthcare equity disparities, or disparities versus equities, the social determinants of health, and then understand why these things exist within the healthcare system, how they are manifested in clinical patient interactions and in decision making, and then lastly we added this component of identifying tools that people could use in an easily accessible way to address them within their practice. So on the right-hand side of the screen are some of the slides from our training, but we start off with data review, and these components aren't in exact order of how they happen. But we do go through a lot of data on local and national issues. We go through the definitions that I described before. We talk about the difference between equity and disparities, and we spend some time on health literacy as a tool that any type of provider can use. There's a case study that we walk people through in different segments of the training to see how their practices might change or might need to change. And then we spend some time talking about race and privilege and really acknowledging the role that race plays in addressing maternal child health issues. And we have some videos that we use understanding race and a couple of segments from Unnatural Causes, which that's why I recognized Dr. Williams in the street when I got here, because he's one of the key speakers in those videos. And then we go through the resource sharing. We actually walk through some of the tools that are online that providers can use. So this is just one of the slides that we pulled out, and I'm realizing more and more that people are seeing this a lot. So I won't spend a lot of time going through what this means, but the point is that in this training course, we're trying to get people to understand the difference between equality and equity and how we get there. So the way that we've been going about doing this is that when we say this healthcare equity provider training, we are talking to providers across the board. It's not just physician, even though we heavily focus on physicians. We want to talk to everyone who touches a woman in her life course continuum. So it is the physicians, the nurses, the medical assistants, the social workers, the health educators, all the people that are interfacing with this woman and her journey for a healthy pregnancy outcome. We are CME approved and CNE and social work credit approved, and we have different versions of the training. So there is a 3.5 hour or 3.5 CME approved course that's a 4 hour course, and then we also have smaller versions, and we can tweak it to the audience that we need. So it goes down from 1 hour up to the 4 hour version. And when we facilitate it, we always use an interdisciplinary team. So there, we try to achieve racial diversity in the presenters, and also we always use a clinician. We always have a academic person and always someone from the WIN Network team represented to deliver the information. So we've involved all of the task force members and done a training within the different organizations, so it's not just our WIN Network staff that have this information and can share it. There are, I think the next slide shows more of who received the training. There were 11 different people that participated in the training of the trainers, and that doesn't actually count the original planning committee who was kind of trained as it was developed from the Henry Ford model. We've done the training 17 times and reached over 400 providers so far, and I don't have my notes, but I could break down like how many were physicians, nurses, what have you. That is not my timer, I know it's not. And the places that we've done the trainings, they've been within two of the four participating health systems, at the local health departments in our area. So Detroit, as well as Macomb County, have received this training. And we've done training with students, like the nursing students at the University of Michigan and some School of Public Health students as well. So we use the area survey, which is a validated tool, and a few additional questions to do pre- and post-surveys with our participants. And there's this overwhelming response that what they learned matter, and they find it useful, and useful enough that they actually intend to change practices. We do hope to go back and do another assessment to see what practices have changed. We don't have that data yet, but it is a very powerful training that we've gotten so far. The feedback, these are just some of the quotes that I pulled off of the data. And actually, speaking of the data, I want to acknowledge Heather Olden in the back. She's an epidemiologist at Henry Ford who was a student intern when we were going through some of this data and spent a lot of time entering it. So thanks for that, Heather. So some of the things that people walked away with is that they understand that they need to pause on trying to fix everything for someone and really listen and find out what's going on in that woman's lives, because you know, when a woman presents herself, there's a lot of other things that are impacting what she's presenting with. And then wanting to educate their entire staff is another key thing that thematically came out across the responses, the written in responses that people came. And then the last example I pulled was someone coming up with something very specific that they would do to change their practice to help women better interact with the system. So we continue with this training of healthcare providers. We are also working on doing a web-based version so that it's even more easily accessible and people can do it in their own time and not, you know, have to come out. This is just the digital world that we're trying to be more adaptive to, that you'll hear more about in the next segment of this. And then we envision having learning collaboratives where we have the physicians and the community health workers and all the partners in between actually going through the information that they learn and figuring out better ways to apply it in real time to make systems change. And that's